The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I do some visits for our church to nursing homes and those who are shut in, and this morning was one of those. I went to go see Melanie. And when I see Melanie, her name reminds me of it, she loves music. And so one of the songs I sang to her was, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." According to my driver today, Bob, she was lip-singing with it. Her hands were moving like she was playing the piano. I guess she did play piano for years, and she was just moving and rocking and rolling with this song and a few other songs that I sang. Oh, my gosh. I like singing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Excuse me. My last visit was with someone who had a cat, and that cat kind of took my voice away. I'm not allergic to cats, I don't think, but, well, maybe I am. I don't know. Well, anyway, thinking of this song, "What a Friend," my, is it ever good advice? When we talk to God before making decisions, it sure can keep us out of a lot of trouble. I'm thinking of Joshua after Moses died. He took over, and he had to learn it the hard way. Under Joshua, they, as you know, conquered first Jericho and then the city Ai. That's how it's spelled, Ai. And they had a lesson to learn there, too, about greed. But they were moving through and taking the promised land. They're taking the promised land from people who were not worshiping Yahweh, but false gods. Gods who they would literally sacrifice their children to. And that's why God let them die, because they had the chance to hear and believe, but they chose not to. Well, in chapter 9, the Gibeonites, one of the enemy tribes in the promised land, realized that they couldn't win against God's people. And so they sent some representatives to negotiate a peace with them. They put on old, tattered clothes. They took stale bread and worn-out wineskins. And they said, "They came from a long way. Here, look at our clothes. See what's left of our bread. And our look at our clothes and sandals, worn out from the journey. We came a long way." Even though the Gibeonites were lying, only coming from a few days' journey, probably just 50 miles or so, Joshua and the Israelites did not ask counsel from the Lord. And so it says, instead of inquiring of the Lord, they made their own judgment, and they made a treaty with them. They were deceived. See, God had told the Israelites not to make a treaty with anyone in Canaan, the promised land, because they had false gods. And so when they sat down with these people, because they didn't go to God in prayer, they did what they were not to do, and they made a treaty. Joshua learned he should ask God about treaties, ask God about everything, actually. Because Joshua and the Israelites neglected to seek the Lord's counsel, they fell for the Gibeonites, and they made the treaty. Now, admittedly, the Gibeonites were deceitful, but the Israelites, they honored the treaty with the Gibeonites. And the Gibeonites were trouble for them for years and years to come. You might say the Israelites, they didn't do wrong, they were deceived. Well, he was deceived too. If one is deceived and does wrong, the wrong is still done. Deception doesn't negate or wipe out the wrong. The deceiver has two falls, a lie and the desire to hurt or obtain something from someone. Joshua and the Israelites did the honorable thing and they kept the treaty. They didn't return wrong for wrong. Joshua and the Israelites learned to talk with God, not just when faced with decisions, but to talk with God all the time. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. For you see, the word of God, the Bible, is God's word. And he speaks to us through it, helping us, guiding us. It's neat because in Psalm 27, another psalm, this one written by David, it says in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is my salvation, he also is the light for our paths. We have nothing to fear when we walk with the Lord. He is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that we can take all things to you in prayer. Even when we have nothing on our mind, even when we're bored, we can take that to you also. Thank you. Thank you that the door of heaven has been opened not only for us in salvation, but for conversation with you and the Father. Lord, bless our communication with you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. And I'd love to have communication from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.